EVE Online opens its engine, and a community fights to save what's already been lost. CCP Games, operating under the Fenris Creations name for this initiative, has released the Carbon engine that powers EVE Online as open-source software. EVE Online, launched in 2003 and still running with a dedicated player base, sits atop two decades of player-driven political and economic history that represents a meaningful cultural record. The business rationale, as explained in a GameIndustry.biz piece, is that the Carbon engine is not the source of EVE's competitive distinctiveness. The gameplay systems, the in-game economy, the organizational structures players have built over decades are the value. Open sourcing the engine does not give anyone a shortcut to a competing product. What it does is potentially extend the ecosystem of tools and integrations around the existing game, generate community goodwill, and serve a preservation function. With the engine publicly available, future researchers and preservation efforts have access to the technical substrate needed to understand and potentially recreate a history that has no analog in any other medium. The Cambridge Digital Preservation Guide, Copy That Floppy, covering hardware interfaces, disk imaging software, and format-specific challenges for 5.25-inch, 3.5-inch, and various proprietary floppy standards, drew 90 upvotes and 25 comments. The scale of the preservation problem is significant. Enormous quantities of data from the 1970s through the 1990s, academic research, software source code, organizational records, creative work, remain on physical media that is actively degrading. The guide is a practical contribution to keeping that material accessible. A guide to building a minimal network-attached storage system using ZFS on commodity Linux hardware without Synology, QNAP, or TrueNAS scored 211 upvotes and generated 134 comments, reflecting genuine community investment. ZFS's reputation in technical communities centers on copy-on-write architecture, block-level checksumming, and snapshot and replication features that are meaningfully superior for home storage compared to alternatives. The guide argues that the configuration complexity of rolling one's own ZFS NAS is lower than commonly assumed, and the cost savings versus commercial appliances substantial. Lineage OS Statistics, drawing 108 upvotes and 63 comments, offered a complimentary picture. The community-maintained Android fork that runs current, maintained Android on manufacturer-abandoned devices shows, through its device distribution statistics, how long hardware persists in the community's hands versus the planned obsolescence timelines of manufacturers. European right-to-repair frameworks and proposed software support extension requirements appeared in the thread as relevant regulatory context for why that demand exists.